Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Big B. Coming to you live in the studio, of course. This week, the crew opted to take a much needed break to spend time with the family on this Memorial Day weekend slash week. And I was more than happy to give them the time that they needed. We got just so much is going on. Queen is just diving into new ventures. Drew Baby is just doing amazing things with the family. 15 Word Assassin. Well, he's just terrorizing the I-95 corridor as usual. Mark the Doc Wiley, he's making some career moves. And me, your man, Big B. Well, anyone that knows me knows I stay in the busy. I stay with my hands full. But my man cave is right beside the studio, and it's impossible for me to sit there and not peek over at the studio. It should just be calling me, man. It should just be calling me. So we couldn't bring our regular show to you, but IDS has some archive shows that, for one reason or another, didn't make it to the air. It may be because I just didn't think it was a good show. It may be because technical difficulties maybe ended the show prematurely, what have you. They just didn't make it to you. But what I decided to do was I went through and I wanted the shows that didn't make it because of technical difficulties. It was actually a very, very good show. We had a guest on with us, and it was just a show that was really headed to a great place, and our lovely computer crashed at the end of it. So instead of trying to bring everybody back and re-record and recapture the magic, I just said, hey, let's just move on. So that's what we did. But I went in, I tried to salvage as much of that show as I could, and I'm going to bring that to you live. I hope you enjoy it. So please keep in mind, some of this material may be dated, because again, this is an archive show that just never made it to the air. I definitely want to thank all of the listeners that just tune in. Thank you all that hit me up and was like, hey B, it's Tuesday morning, where's my show? It's coming. I'm getting ready to put it out in a little bit, y'all. Definitely want to give mad shouts to all of you that have helped keep the show on the air with your donations, your input, most of all, your donations. They really, really, really keep the show afloat. I try to do it as best as I can myself, as to not burden the crew. Queenie jumps in and picks up that slack, and I appreciate it. But you guys are where it counts. You guys are what keeps this thing going. So I want to thank you all. I appreciate you all. I love you all. And definitely the feedback. The feedback game has been mean lately. I love it. I love it. So definitely keep that coming in. And we'll be back to serve you once again next week. And we have some other stuff going on, and I will bring that to you as well. So sit back, take a listen to this archive show. I'm sure you love it.
This episode of The In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, put in the code IDS, get yourself some awesome earbuds, and 33% off, free shipping.
Fall apart. Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Doctor.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are down in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
Smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air.
Oh, yeah.
going on, peoples? The levels all fucked up in here. I am your man, Big B. Welcome back. Thank you for being here once again. Whew. I feel a little bit rushed today. It's Monday night football time, and my team is limping into Dallas Stadium in an effort to hopefully pull out a victory. But I have high hopes. Ain't nothing but a rubber tree plant. Yeah. I have high hopes. I do not do this show alone. I have my crew with me. Yep. Today I have the Doc.
What's up, y'all? Everything good? Let's do it.
Wonderful. We got the Queen.
Well, hello there. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
We got the quicker picker upper.
Do not come for me. Hey, everybody. Wait to get this show started.
And we got a special guest today, y'all. Now, I told y'all this show is the little engine that could, and one day we was gonna blow up. And I think we kind of blew up today, y'all, because we got special guests. I can introduce him. Because he was just introduced to me. But I could tell you his name, but y'all might know him better by this.
Oh, two of my bitches in the club. What? And I know they know about each other.
You a fool, nigga.
I think these bitches trying to set me up. Maybe I'm just paranoid.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Ty Dolla $ign in the studio with us today.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow.
That's it?
Yeah. No, I mean, I got a lot more to say, but that was a wonderful introduction. I appreciate it, sir.
I'm saying, man. So, now I know, you know, we're not going to turn this into a long, drawn-out interview or nothing, man, but how did you get together with B.O.B. on that?
B.O.B.'s a cool cat, man. So, you know, we hang out from time to time, and, you know, it turned into what it is, man.
No doubt.
Well, all right.
Oh my goodness.
Cool, man.
And album's doing good and everything.
Album's doing wonderful, sir.
Man, that's good.
Ooh. What? Ooh, old people ignorant as hell. That's sweet.
Oh, you were talking to them. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. All right then.
What's the problem, Drew?
Huh?
Carry on.
Nothing.
What?
Huh? Nothing. You know, I'm real shook because I'm sitting beside greatness right now.
I'm saying, man. I mean, it ain't every day we get, you know, real fledged rappers come to our studio.
No bullshit.
Just
yes. I know that's right.
Hold on, wait.
She gonna stop reaching over here massaging this shoulder. I know that.
She put her paws on you.
Oh man, she put the paws. She gonna cut it out, y'all.
Right. Hold on, wait. The engineer's giving me a message. Huh? You said what? You said that's not who? That's not Ty Dolla $ign.
Oh. Wait, what?
You are Ty Dolla $ign, right?
I mean, my name is Ty, and I got plenty of dollar signs, so technically.
But are you the rapper Ty Dolla $ign?
Nah, I'm not, no.
Oh.
Well, good goddamn. I have been catfished.
Shit!
Well, sir, if you would like to introduce yourself, whoever you are in the studio, got me thinking we got rappers in here.
I mean, I do the rap thing too.
Oh shit!
I just go by a different moniker. Well, my name is Ty or Taiwan. That's my first name, government, all that good stuff. I go by Rico. My middle name is Enrico, so I go by Rico. If I'm rapping, I do Rico the Don. Last name is Gale, so Taiwan Gale.
Damn, we put in all the government.
You should see this nigga on social media.
Yeah, it's ill on social media.
Oh my gosh.
Oof. So wait a minute, you say your name is Rico?
Rico.
Oh, just wrong record then. Shit. We do have superstars in the studio, y'all.
and there you have it.
Rico. Suave.
Suave.
You look a little different in person.
No bullshit.
I mean, still like, cute. Still
like the
cute,
Dominican side you was coming out.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
hey. That's Panamanian right there. You know, Panamanian.
I'll be whatever the ladies like. It's all good.
What Latin part was that?
Guatemalas.
Oh! I thought you said Guatemalas. What'd you say?
Either way, it don't matter.
It's a lot of Guatemalas.
It don't matter.
I know that. Where is that?
Right, huh?
Where is it?
It's two doors down from Guatemala.
Oh, two.
It's a lot of Guala. It's a lot of Guala in Mala.
And
so it's like a Guala lot.
Oh, yeah, I know that's wrong.
Okay. All right. You better. I don't want to go there.
You better not.
Your passport will be revoked on the way back.
No bullshit.
I know I'm flying all the way over that. Do not stop there. I do not want that stamp in my passport, sir.
You'll be all right.
Nice. How was everybody's weekend?
I had a full weekend. I want to talk about my weekend first, okay?
Okay.
Now, my weekend was with kids. So I spent it with my stepdaughter. And my daughter, and we went skating. I didn't get on the skate. Once again, my back. I got a bad back, you know, that issue. Okay. Yeah, and we went laser tag. I've never been to a laser tag place. And I went, and it was fun. It was super fun. And then we went out to eat, and then we went to Miller's. Is it Miller's Farm? Never been there either. And enjoy myself. Got a huge pumpkin. Can't wait to carve it tomorrow. So that was my weekend. It was pretty full. Pretty full. It was out man asses, Virginia.
Whoa.
Leave that right there.
Another flyover.
Right.
Drive real fast through zone. Nothing to see here, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I spent my whole weekend in the basement, man. I'm on my
playing
project.
With Buddy.
Nah, actually painting and shit, furniture moving and all.
Are
that
you
kind
still
of
doing
crap.
That?
Man, we doing a total makeover there on that joint.
Extreme home makeover, but see, the extreme home makeover is like 5 to 7 days. You taking about this stuff?
Well, that's
third,
just
four
about
feet.
4 or 5 motherfuckers on that joint, ain't it? This is Uno.
It's just you,
Uno
motherfucker. Right?
You Dolo, like
Uno motherfucker.
Dolo. He can't get a cousin come help right, me. Like,
you
know
the you wife ain't helping at all. She's just telling you where to put the shit.
Yeah. And come down to you missed the spot right there
that.
And go
that.
Over that one. And,
I know that. Shit,
I wish it was somebody I could tell. Yeah, man. Go, y'all hit that side. Y'all hit that side. And
that's pretty much what you did on the studio.
Ooh.
Nah,
ooh.
I did a lot of work, man, on the studio.
Yeah, you did.
Man.
Sir?
Yeah.
We did
sir.
A lot of work. We did a lot of work.
On I sir. Wish I was here for that.
You
that would have been tight.
Did not.
You did 52% of 50%.
Wow.
It was a 2-day project. He wasn't here for the second day. So he already missed half the work.
Okay.
Those numbers just sound so
good.
Right.
I did a percent.
Men lie, women
maybe a
lie.
Wall?
Maybe. This number did.
I did a wall.
Shit.
By wall, I mean like.
That wall and that wall.
The foolery.
The Mark foolery. Not even.
Perhaps.
Doc foolery.
I participated.
Mm-hmm.
I did what I could do when I could do.
Word.
You better participate.
Hey. Participating is
but
half
the
battle.
But it's coming together, though. It's coming together, though.
All right. Any new gadgetries or anything going in, or just
Nah. You're just keeping it simple. Running
just putting lipstick on a pig, huh?
Pretty much. But the pig looking good.
I can dig it. Don't do anything with the grass anytime soon?
Yeah, as soon as I get out there, I'm not rushing it.
I'm sorry. I thought that was technically Kayla's job.
She's still in training.
Well, the people that should be training should be the neighbors on either side of you. Mm.
Yeah,
they do a much better job of that.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm let that go.
That's an insider. I want to know more. We want more.
You probably really know.
You don't leave my Latino neighbors alone.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. You got under.
They good people. Man, they good people.
That's what's up. That's good.
And they love themselves some Kayla, boy.
I know that. They see a young one, they can put the work. With the rest of them.
I'm talking about the kids, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Put her ass work with the rest of the kids.
Ooh.
Start them young. Mm. Nigga right. Shit.
Do you have a lot of conversation with your neighbors?
Yeah.
You do?
Like, what y'all be talking about?
You know, pretty much the type of work we do over here. And we also talk about the beverages we drink, the women we love.
They don't know nothing about what you drink, sir.
I'm trying to slide into the music.
They know nothing about the running of the bull.
I try to turn my Rico up.
Time they come out the house, they run from them.
Okay. That ain't hard at all. That's light work right there. All right. Everybody got a little Rico in them paws.
There you go.
Oh my God, you on that paw shit too?
I'm just saying.
This nigga always pausing.
It's for you. Got to cover yourself at all times. Protect yourself at all times.
Right? How about that? Yeah.
If I say something silly in church, I'm pausing. I swear on anything. If pastor say something funny, pause. Pastor, pause. No.
Oh, so ignorant.
Well, we have come to the point of the show. Most of you know. Don't bet the farm on what you're about to hear. It's not necessarily the news. This is what we call Doc's Diagnosis.
Somebody should call a doctor. I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
What does that mean? Run through my stories.
Hurry the hell up, nigga.
Hey y'all, Nick Cannon. He's trying to keep his hospital open in New York. He donated a $2 million pair of shoes. Nah, let me slow it down. hey y'all. Nick Cannon is trying to keep his hospital open in Oakland, or New York. And he started off by donating his $2 million pair of diamond encrusted loafers he had.
Okay, I remember them. He bought that on
America's Got Talent. He donated the shoes to the hospital on September the 14th. You know, so I'm pretty sure the hospital still needs help, you know, staying open or whatever.
Fuck them shoes. They need.
I'm sure a couple sisters at the hospital picked a couple of them diamonds out of them shoes.
Right.
I mean, but I'm sure once they put them in the shoes, the value of those diamonds probably went down, bro.
Why?
It's just something to think about. I mean, he should have went ahead and just donated the $2 million. That's just my opinion on it. Damn the shoes. They need their money.
Yeah, how about that? Give me a minute on that cloth down there. But anyway, St. Mary's Hospital in Queens, New York is one of the oldest community hospitals for children. You know, and apparently, you know, Nick just trying to give back. So apparently Nick's still doing all right after, you know, the divorce with him and Mariah and all that.
He's not officially divorced, is he?
Well, I think it's not official.
I'm sure the paperwork. I'm sure the paperwork is trumped tight though, on both ends. I'm sure it is.
Okay.
Because he's an enterprise, and, you know, with this incredible brand. I mean, we already know what Mariah is and she's worth, but I'm sure, you know, the paperwork on all that is tough.
All right.
And I just want her to let it go. Look, just take the Spanx off. And breathe, bitch. Breathe. Mm. I'm gonna need for you. Just let it out. No, I didn't need that. My microphone came out. It's all good.
Go ahead. Well, all right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently, y'all. Apparently, Drake was celebrating his 28th birthday at a stadium club here in Washington, y'all.
He's only 28.
That's the word on the street.
The grassy high. That was like 2 years ago. Yeah,
that's probably legit.
That's about right.
That's about right,
okay. Man. Or is that his Hollywood
age? You said he was celebrating what?
No, IDS sauces would prove that he's 28. I can get to my sauces.
Are you finished?
Good.
But anyway, apparently, now somebody inside the club said one of his crew members got stolen in the face. Mm. That's what they said.
Wait, now, you said he was at the stadium club? Mm-hmm. Here?
Yeah. He spent his last birthday on Halloween last year here.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was in the stadium that night, so.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I stay in stadium. I mean.
Oh. Shit. I mean,
somebody through college.
With my dick in my hand. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What?
Oh, he's talking about the altercation?
Right.
I mean, I'm all over the club, so I mean, I can't really speak to the altercation per se, but I highly doubt it. I mean, those guys have mega security. Security's super tough in there. Like, you can't even look like you're walking towards the stairs in VIP when somebody of that magnitude is in the building. So
yeah, my man is one of the personal body guys of him.
Todd, do you work there, or do you just like going there?
He needs to get stalking.
Do you have a part-time job?
No, no. Me and the
somebody you know works.
Me and one of the managers are really, really close. So he's a really good guy. I mean, I go there a lot too. I meet a lot of people there. Like, a lot of people that do a lot of interesting things. So I really just go to network.
Do tell the interest.
Like up and down a pole, interesting. Right, up and down a pole, interesting. Or
the shoulder again, girl. I'm trying to tell you.
Or
you hear me?
Cool.
You gotta go on now for Rico. Get up from his seat. So yeah. Again, I can't speak to the altercation. Like I said, I highly doubt it. Security is on the one in there.
Yeah.
Like, you're not getting next to those guys.
Oh, horsemen ain't letting that happen.
But anyway, Drake rushed out the club and went into the SUV that he was in. I don't know. I mean, he was doing it like he was going to get something and ready to come back out.
Was he screaming?
Degrassi, bitches!
No, what's funny is a lot of people try to play him for the whole light skin movement. Like, dude is probably just as gutted as anybody, like a cat from Southeast or any hood.
You seen his
like,
father?
I've seen his dad. His dad's a gangster. I mean, but that's the thing. Like, it's the misconception behind the music because he sings like dude is like legit 6'1" and will probably give it to most cats. But you know, again, it's his perception. But you know, I don't know.
Okay, cool. Got real idea sources today.
Yeah, you got sources today. Not sauces.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Brian,
that BS.
Sign them up.
That may actually change my mind on Drake.
So how about that?
You thorough.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but my Bama went to the truck and grabbed a whole stack of cash.
He was like, fuck that, I'm going to fight with cash.
You know what I'm saying?
Throw that people.
And as he was going back into the club, I mean, he went back in there like he was going at somebody. Just dropping money and shit and all this shit. And apparently one of his boys was behind him scooping
of course, because that's what they're there for. Is,
what you going to get money for?
Because you figure, you know, Drake is in and out of, you know, Stadium is the club here until I open Club Infinity next year, 2015. Anyway.
But
you know, Stadium is the premier, you know, gentlemen's club here, whatever. But I mean, he's in clubs in Atlanta and clubs in Texas. I mean, so for him to, you know, really, I guess, you know, make his mark on the city, you know, he went to the truck. And he like, yo, we getting ready to like make a typhoon in here. Because that doesn't really happen a lot here. You got a lot of rappers everywhere else.
The next time he come, they just going to open the doors. Yeah, like,
Drake, the Stadium Drake is the only club that's like popping on that King of Diamonds level.
Until we open Club Infinity next year, 2015.
Like, okay. Yes! All right. Yes!
You know what? Since you plugging the shit out of that already. Yeah. So we all got VIP status in that joint, right?
VIP.
All right, then. Just making sure.
Cool. All right, moving on. Hey, y'all, I got some stars who had their blackness questioned. Okay. Tiger Woods. Now, when I go down the list, Y'all just agree or disagree?
Okay.
Okay. Tiger Woods.
He black.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He black.
Wayne Brady.
He African.
According to that one Dave Chappelle skit, dude is
right. He's Southeast,
straight. Like, yo,
yo, have to smack Tiger. Bitch. No, he's right. a choker bitch.
Yeah. All right, O.J. Simpson.
Oh, he's black. Oh, he's nigga.
He in jail. He black.
He ain't no.
Right.
He ain't no killer.
Yeah,
he ain't no killer, but don't push him.
Right. I never. Doc Ben Carson.
He black.
He black. He keep thinking he's not, but he's still black.
But my question is, who is the questioning authority?
I don't know. Okay. I think it's public opinion.
Whoever.
I don't think it's just one person.
Okay, so in the realm of public opinion, okay.
F that. Whoever plants the motherfucking seed is
the ethnicity
of the person's background. Yeah, so if your daddy black,
he's a black.
You black.
You're a black.
You can incorporate your...
So what if your daddy black and your mama white?
Then you black.
So if your mama black and your daddy white,
then you white.
You mixed.
Then you mixed.
I know it is. No, it's like a double edged sword.
No, so it's, you mixed.
It's
no,
like daddy black. If your daddy white. If your daddy white, your mother black. You mixed.
Mix. You gotta be.
But
mixed.
If your daddy black and your mama white, you black.
You black. Okay. It's wherever the seed comes from. I mean, cause, okay, you figure you can't make, you know, take a white guy and a black woman and make a white baby. You can't.
Unless you are the bride from General Hospital
or sister, because her baby look black.
Drusilla.
I mean mixed. Drusilla. Well, the one sister, her baby looks definitely black. The other one, it looks like it could be a white kid.
Okay, anyway. Let me move on real quick. Yep. Brian, give me that look.
Okay, no, he didn't. Stacey but Dash. I'm glad you played.
He didn't. She black.
That's good. Stay on you.
Black. Is Damon Dash your brother? No,
he's a half-stepping cousin. Yeah, I knew it was something.
Okay. Barack Obama.
That's my.
He black.
Mixed. All right.
He's African.
Chi-town. He's a brother.
His daddy is black. African. Look like what you call his name from What's Happening Now?
Rerun.
Roger. Yeah. Roger. Ooh. That's who he look like.
Okay.
Look him up.
Condoleezza Rice.
Black.
She's white.
She's black.
Y'all didn't know?
Black. She black. Go ahead.
Play. Play, stop playing. Hey, y'all, check this out. Kanye West was offered $4.5 million for just doing 9 days worth of work in Las Vegas. Okay? Now, according to, people out in Vegas, Jesus, all he had to do was perform 3 shows for 3 weeks at the Access at Planet Hollywood. Okay, that would have made him one of the highest grossing, entertainers.
You all right?
And you know how you got to clear the
throat. You got some bullshit.
Grab some of that bullshit.
You got some bullshit in his throat.
I'm on my way. I'm trying to finish this up, and I'll be getting over there shortly.
Some bullshit in his throat.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, J-Lo, she was offered $350,000 per show. Britney was offered $475,000. Celine Dion, $476,000 per concert. Okay, Kanye turned that shit down. I don't know why.
As he should.
Really?
Why?
Yeah.
He about money. Why?
It's not about. Okay.
When you
I
get
said
to
he's
that level,
about money.
No, he's not about money. He's about his art. Mm. If you ever hear Kanye rant, because he's already rich, it's about he wants to be accepted.
Why is he collabing with and making ugly ass shoes or clothes?
Why is he collabing? Because he wants to be considered. He wants to mix and mingle with the fashion elite, which isn't a bad thing. But my only issue with Kanye is that he just needs to. He wants to be accepted, and I mean, you know, his cast that came before him, the Sean Johns, the Rockawares, that didn't care. They just made clothes for everyday people, and like I get where he's going or he's trying to go. My thing with him is like, just put out your product. Like, you're giving Gucci, Fendi, you know, Louis Vuitton these great ideas, Nike these great ideas, and then you're demanding or you're trying to force your way in. Dude, create your own lane. You've created your own lane with your music. And he can really do something if he really just did it on his own.
But will black people support him though? Without that Nike or without that Gucci on that label,
I think they will.
If he put out some Kanye kicks right now, ain't nobody running to the store for that.
If you put out a quality product,
I don't think it's gonna happen.
That's just, I mean, but that's how I'm gonna do Royal Renegades.
Okay. Well, here's another one.
I'm just saying, I might as well. I'm here.
Let me
tell you,
this nigga is gonna plug like about three more joints in this joint.
Before the show is over.
When the invoice that says IDS reaches you,
yes,
I will pay it expeditiously.
Yeah, you gotta understand. We got like 14,000 listeners.
What's wrong? Like, exactly. I don't see a problem. You guys are helping.
Show respect. Show love.
I will show respect. I will cut checks. It's nothing.
All right. Let's put an asterisk beside this episode. I'll
print the paperwork out before the show makes it to air.
Woo! Yeah, Kanye said, fuck that shit, man. I don't know.
I mean, if you feel like you're worth more, then you ought to say it.
Yeah, I guess like when you get to a certain plateau, you know, you can. It's like some of the actors turn down big roles.
You said
and shit.
When you come to a certain asshole, is that what you said? Because that's exactly what Kanye has turned into. Okay. One of them, yeah. I miss Kanye.
The old Kanye.
I miss B on Common album, Kanye. I miss Nas on Kanye on Nas, Hip Hop Is Dead joint. Like, I miss that Kanye.
Okay.
Like, somebody that you can appreciate the uniqueness, you know what I'm saying, with his tracks. His production and with his rhyme style. Now, to me, it's like he's irritating. I haven't heard anything in, you know, for a while, but he's irritating now. It's just like,
I agree.
This little motherfucking kid, like, I agree. You know, like, stop. You're a grown ass man.
Right.
And by the way, he does not look happy. I saw something on Facebook
before too.
He doesn't look happy. Like, I've noticed, and not that Wiz Khalifa baby mama who has a baby by the driver. Anyway, not that not that Amber, you know, with Amber, it's a million and one pictures of him smiling, looking jovial. You know, with Kim, it's just looking like he's in jail, but nigga, you put yourself there. Perhaps, like, you just, perhaps, you know, threw away the key and just, like, you mugging and shit. Like, he just doesn't look happy.
And there are a lot of pictures out there where he just looks
miserable as shit.
He just looks like he is.
Maybe ever since he got with Kim, it's just more motherfuckers coming at him.
I don't think it's Kim, though. I think he's going through something as an artist. And like I say, his desire to become this iconic figure, he's done it in music. That's why his music is whatever now. Like, I definitely feel what she's saying. We're never gonna have that old Kanye back. You gotta go back and listen to College Dropout. You gotta go back and listen to
bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is.
808s and Heartbreaks.
He wants to be accepted as, like I said, this figure or this iconic figure, but he's imploding on himself.
Yeah.
And that's really what's happening.
You think it was like had anything to do with his mom passing? Absolutely. Or was he already on the asshole path?
Absolutely.
No. The asshole came, it was feral after his mother passed. You can tell he had a twinge of asshole. He had a cockiness about him. You know what I'm saying? But it was much deserving then. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just like,
he had
go to your mother's grave. That's what I feel like. You need to talk to her.
He needs professional help.
Yeah.
He needs professional help.
All right, I'm moving on. I'm going to run down this list real quick. I got celebrities who cheated on one another. Jack Nicholson,
that is
who
a
cheated
whole
on
entertainment, music, movies. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I do it all, baby. That's how I do it.
No, I'm saying that's what it was. They cheated on each other.
All right. Jack Nicholson cheated on Angelica Houston. Hugh Grant cheated on Elizabeth Hurley. Meg Ryan cheated on Dennis Quaid. I used to like Meg Ryan, but she fell off somewhere. I'm just trying to waste the time so I can flip this page. Y'all ain't saying shit. All right, let me see. Eric Benet, Holly Berry. I don't know why he did that shit.
I do.
You do?
Absolutely.
Let me guess. She crazy bitch.
Not even that. I mean. Damn. No woman is exempt. Halle Berry's gorgeous. She's not the finest woman on the planet. Everybody's exempt.
Yeah,
I mean, no woman is exempt. Exactly. We look at her physical beauty and we think, oh, it's Halle. If she cannot inspire an erection outside of her beauty, than she getting cheated on. I don't see the problem. If I was with her and she on some foolishness, guess what? She got a homegirl that's about to get this word.
All right.
So the bottom line to it, once that last drop of cum leaves your body,
there you go.
Right.
She is another girl.
There you go.
So now you like, all right, I had Halle. What's next?
There you go. And his and what all that did for him was increase his rate.
Right.
His stock went through the roof. Like if you can defecate on Halle, my G, like what?
Right. That's
what
it is.
What is he doing?
Bitches right, do that. Right. Yeah.
You dig? So, you know.
All right.
And he's little.
Oh, he is? Mm-hmm. Like how he's short like mm-hmm. that. Let
and
me
wears
see.
No shoes.
To Google.
I saw him at State of the Union. He walked past me. I'm like, okay, he's petite.
He's all those guys are cuties. Mm. Like you know, they're
you supposed to say pause, what? Nigga. You supposed to say
I wouldn't
pause.
Say pause about nothing. I'm cool.
So how do y'all? How does that happen?
Because there's certain things that deserve a pause, and certain things I'm not pausing for because I'm a G anyway.
He's 5'11".
Yeah, I'm 5'9", 260.
That's
so.
A lie. I'm telling you, he walked past. I was like, ooh, he is little. I'm 5'7 and a half.
Oh, you talking about him being 5'11"?
Yeah, that's a lie.
Oh, okay. No. It might be. Yeah, they might boost
unless
it up
he
like
grew
they do
from,
to athletes.
I was going to say, unless he grew from 90-something to like now.
You know, he forever taking his shoes off. Did he have his shoes off when he walked past?
Well, I hope so because he came from the outside in. Wow. So I hope so. And he had on this cape, but I digress.
Damn. Okay. Jennifer Lopez on Chris Judd. Ethan Hawke on Uma Thurman, Brad Pitt on Jennifer Aniston, Tiger Woods on Ellen. You know is that
the gentleman?
What's her last name?
His wife, the babysitter.
Nordidrin.
The babysitter.
Nordidrin.
Nordidrin.
Nordidrin. I don't want no more.
Yeah, that's some foolish.
Right.
I don't know. Tiger was bugging with that one, but whatever.
Well, hey, what are you
going to
do?
No, you should have got at Tiger status. You don't marry somebody that you can eat. Well, either you do or you don't. You marry somebody you can easily cheat on, and somebody you won't cheat on. And he married somebody he can easily cheat on. But you know what? To go back real quick to the whole is he black or whatever? He's definitely a white guy. Because he don't know how to cheat. He don't, you know what I'm saying? As a brother, you got cold words like heifer. If you call my phone,
right?
He ain't out of he got it all twisted up. So,
okay,
you know,
okay.
That right there got his card exempt.
Oh, I'm right now. He lost his man card.
Yeah, man. He lost his brother card. He can keep his man card. I don't know about that.
Oh,
he lost that when his daddy died.
I mean, he might like boys, huh? Whatever. I don't. Whatever.
Wow. Another subject.
It's because he might like boys.
I don't know.
Good job.
Okay. What was it? Arnold Schwarzenegger on Marie Shriver. Jesse James on Sandra Bullock. Bill Clinton on Hillary Clinton. Coco on Ice-T. Rita Ora on
whoa,
Rob.
Whoa.
Coco on Ice-T.
Coco cheating on Ice-T.
Boy.
Supposedly.
With who?
It was
some rapper.
Some nameless rapper.
Right.
Hey, Coco, this work. You hear me? Rico the Don, call me Coco.
Well, all right.
You hear me?
I'm surprised fucking Ice-T just stayed with her ass.
No, because Ice-T.
Right,
he got the same rules I got.
I see it 58.
I'm 40. He got the same rules I got.
Okay.
Ain't no double standard. Look, if I'm in D.C. and you in Cali, and you do what you do and you feel like you got to tell me, my only question is, do you love him? If you tell me no, it was just sex. Hey, okay, what we having for dinner? Look, we grown. You're a human being. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to be attracted to other men. I'm attracted to other women,
especially with her being 40 years younger than him.
So you about the open relationship?
I'm not about the open relationship thing. I'm about the being honest thing. I'm about being honest with myself. So I mean, like, okay, with my lady right now, like, and I mean, I'm totally honest and totally candid. It would take a lot. I'm generally a one woman man. I've been married four times, so. I'm literally a one woman man. I'm not a habitual cheater. The book will be dropping soon. I'm not a habitual cheater.
That was number four.
But if there's a situation that comes up, and I mean, a lot of women can ruin that. Like, a woman can be attractive, but once you open her mouth, that can be an instant turn off. So it's a combination for me. That's just speaking for me. There's a combination of things that have to line up for me to actually give a woman this work outside of my woman.
Cool. So all right, two more real quick. Rita Ora on Rob Kardashian and Charlie Sheen on Denise Richards.
Yeah, I mean, all those are fair. It happens.
Yeah, you know. All fair in love and war.
Oh, absolutely.
That concludes my diagnosis, y'all. We got some topics, some feedback, and some more feedback from Rico. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, Queenie.
Hey, yo.
How you doing?
I'm great. Okay. And yourself?
Wonderful. Before we get into today's discussion, you have any business from last week to clear? Well, hold on. But before we get into that, you worry about the Bulls. I don't worry about the show.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. Okay. Before we get into that, we want to bring on another guest to the show. But you know, since our first guest had some Fake Me Out theme music,
he wasn't the real fault. One.
He was.
I'm glad because I don't like that shit anyway.
I got catfished. this guest should have some appropriate theme music.
Tough right there. That's the escape music.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Hailing from the mean streets of Philadelphia. You know him, the man you grew to love, that ripped your hearts out your chest to take up a career in porn.
Ooh, yes.
The 15 word assassin.
He is cracking up me off the screen.
What up, family? What up?
What's up?
What up, though?
15WA.
Hey, last week I was daddy daycaring it last week, so had a couple days off, picked the kid up, take him to school, stuff like that.
Good job.
You know, I was doing that. But I listened to the show last week and the week before, and I will say, you know what I'm saying, the show is great, great, great. I loved last week's show, though.
Last week's show was epic, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, it was crazy, you know.
You wish you was in the studio, didn't you?
Listen, I almost crashed driving down 95. and that is literally, I almost crashed. You know. I want to say shout out to Lady Ro, because last week, as I'm listening to the show, Rashani came on and said that he was whooping my ass in Words with Friends. Uh-huh. Not realizing that's what I do. Words with Friends all day, every day. To the point where, though, I have the board game and I'll break it out occasionally. But I mean,
I've
whooped his ass so many times, I got proof of each and every loss he's taken.
Oof. Ain't nothing like proof.
Oof. Man, who you telling?
So you officially coming for Rashani right now?
You know I'm already on it.
I'm on it.
Lady Ro put up a better fight than him, man.
Oh. Whoa.
And listen, listen. She ain't using baby words either.
Oh. Ooh. In this corner.
Yes. Yes.
In this corner. Out of Philadelphia.
Yes.
He's a middleweight. Weighing in at.
You claim to be a Words with Friends champion. You know what I'm saying? At least hold that honor and defend yourself. Ooh.
So you say there's only so many times you can spell it and stay in the game.
Ooh. And,
wow.
I mean, the guy's using baby words, man.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Words that little West can use. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
A couple of times I wanted to give the game to Wesley.
Ooh. Mm. Oh, he owned you.
Damn it.
Well, all right. That was just good. That was getting good. That show was really getting good. And the computer crashed right at that moment. So, sorry it ended so abruptly. Like I said, this was an archive show put out a while back. So, the material was a little bit dated and all that. But, you must agree, it was a fun show. Again, I'd like to thank all the listeners, the Deepsters, for doing everything that you do. I am your man, Big B. For Mark the Doc Wiley, Queenie, Drew Baby, and everybody else, 15 Word Assassin, we thank you, we love you, we're out.